Tuesday night is National Night Out for the town of Hillsborough.
It is
great
National Night Out.
For the community to come together and in a really, really cool way to work together for crime prevention.
Absolutely. And our I cannot praise our police officers. They do a very, very nice job. As mayor, you get a lot of complaints, but I will tell you that I get people who will stop me, and I've had people stop me and say, you know, our police officer gave me a ticket the other day, but it was so professional, and I just need to tell you.
So it's nice. The best kind of comment that you can get. Your staff is doing their job.
That's refreshing. We do make an effort to stay, you know, you can't just say the police sort of keep us safe. It is something that we all do, and our police department works with the communities. I know there are several apartment complexes and several neighborhoods that are holding events, and we certainly encourage that. Mm-hmm. And Hillsborough is very much a place of character. It's about neighborhoods. It's about community.
And
of course, but people have lots of questions about, you know, how we're going to grow, what's the character of our town. So that's, you know, what is on people's minds.
Yeah. And it's a perfect segue, because we got some email questions from some Hillsborough residents. They knew you were coming in this afternoon, and they wanted me to ask about, and this is something that we've talked about in recent weeks or recent months, the projected growth for the town of Hillsborough, which isn't necessarily any more or less dramatic than growth in the past decade or the previous decade before that, but still pretty significant growth coming to the town of Hillsborough in the next few years. 500 more homes being built, that's a couple thousand more people. And how does the city plan to accommodate that? How do you make that work logistically, and how do you preserve Hillsborough's character?
Well, you know, there's a long process. A lot of that, 500 or 600, I think, has actually been approved now, and perhaps more looking at it. We very much focus on connectivity and how does one neighborhood fit in the overall fabric and connection to the town. We have had applicants who've come in and want to plop something and it's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere or not connected, and we've just said absolutely no. We've had other people, and some of the developments that we've seen, the Waterstone development and Forest Ridge, were in many ways developers were very good about we're going to do this with connectivity in terms of trails and sidewalks and some variety in the housing. So we certainly want to encourage development that fits into the fabric. We certainly don't just sort of approve everything that's sort of coming down the pike too. So we probably said no to about half the things and yes to things that have good merit, and particularly when folks have been working with us. So I feel good about our processes. And you're right, it's been a steady growth. I mean, if you look over the last four decades, we probably averaged 25 or 30% per decade. That's probably what we'd be looking at. It is non-trivial. I mean, it is significant. We might be additional couple thousand folks, but, you know, going from 6,000 to 8,000, it's still very much small town. We're still committed to that. And I've said over and over again, the important thing about that is making sure that we have a sense of place. And that's part of connectivity and distinctiveness in our neighborhoods, as well as the hallmarks of Hillsborough, like the downtown and the Riverwalk, but also just in all the little corners, that they're a distinctive sense of place, that there's a feeling of home, and that there's an experience of community. And if we welcome folks in these neighborhoods that are coming into town and they really get to see the sense of place, and we build that in, if they have, you know, this is my home and people are treated that way and experience community, then I think we'll continue to have that small town character that we're known for and why people love to visit us and love to live here.
And we're talking with Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsborough. And while you're saying that, it just sort of occurred to me, is there Hillsborough is a long way away from reaching a point like this, but do you have a cap in mind for population? Because, you know, 25 to 30% growth from 6 to 8,000 is one thing, but when you keep projecting that for a few more decades, you might start to run into that point where that small town.
It's hard to say 50 years from now or 100 years from now, but actually we have done some pretty significant strategic planning, and there are two constraints on growth. And the first one is water capacity. And so we have a pretty I want to say, thorough water capacity plan. In fact, we're getting ready to update it again. And that's put some limits about how much we can grow. We say we can, you know, we can add another 1,000, 2,000 homes, maybe a million, million and a half square feet of commercial space. That will preclude the kind of exponential growth that you started seeing, that the 180% growth that you saw in Cary, or the kinds of growth that Pittsburgh is looking at with 60,000 people. So that's one thing, and the other thing is the traffic patterns. You know, we're at the location that's been here for 250 years, trying to build new roads, particularly to get north south. We already have 86 coming through. You've got two interstates, a U.S. highway, a railroad, and a river. And so essentially there's limits to what we could do with roadways and how we're able to connect people. And so that's what our strategic plan talks about. So we are talking about in the neighborhood of adding a few thousand people a decade. It will be very, very difficult for us to do much more than that, at least in the next few decades.
The very long term,
Yes. We have to find a totally new water supply to be able to do that, and we certainly can, you know, looking at, you know, what's going to happen to Jordan Lake, what's going to, how we can connect with other communities, but it's kind of nice in one sense to have these natural constraints so we can grow, we can be vibrant, but we're in a way that's has some predictability and maintains what's enduring about Hillsborough, and that's the distinctive character that we have in our community.
Well, in 20 years, when you and I are still having this conversation, we'll bring that question up again.
I look forward to that. We'll probably a couple times in between, too.
Yeah, as well. All right, well, Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again later on.
Thank you, Aaron.